getting an award mixed in with videos of a documentary about you, if you've done one of our documentaries or something, and then mixed in this other video of you being on the TV shows. So, and even a welcome video for clients. So you could basically create your own channel lineup by, and I mean, most people aren't going to be in a waiting room more than, I mean, hopefully not that long at all, right. I mean, 10, 15 minutes. But, you know, even creating an hour-long loop actually isn't even that hard. You know, if you do
right.
10, you know, six videos of 10 minutes or 10 videos of 6 minutes, whatever. But so the Apple TV is a really cool solution for that.
Yeah, I like that. And really that what that does is it helps the patients or the people coming into your office familiarize themselves with you, some of the services you provide and your personality before you go back there. So very, very powerful strategy. And then the next strategy we're going to talk about is something that really seems obvious, but not a lot of people take advantage of is let's get this thing on your website as well.
Yeah, the video you should absolutely post on your website. You know, there's depending on how your website's laid out. Some of our websites, they're laid out well, and the content of the video is for like a microsite on just our publishing business. Let's say where I did a video with Brian Tracy on why you want to be a published author. Parts of that are good enough to be just straight the first thing they see when they get to the page. Some videos will be like that, and some websites that'll be appropriate. Other than that, like what we've done actually recently on the publishing site is created a. I'm moving some graphics that change with big headers, and one of them is "See Nick be interviewed by Brian Tracy about becoming a best-selling author." And so it's just a nice image of me on the show with Brian, like in action kind of thing, with some text. And then they click there and they can watch the whole thing. So yeah, I would say there's a lot of times when having it in a big or even a small window on a sidebar or something on the front page is huge. No matter what, you want to promote it on the front page and make sure people get to it.
Yeah, you want people to see it. So let's take this a step further because it's not just video, but also, you know, the content is actually delivered via an interview, which is really audio. So you can take that audio and do some fun things with it as well, can't you?
Yeah, you can take the audio side of it and do all sorts of cool stuff with it. On the next part, you could actually – we're talking about podcasts, and you can do a video podcast or an audio podcast, as you know, because you've done a lot of them. We use a service called Podbean, PodBean.com. So pod like iPod and then bean like a bean that you'd eat. I don't know how else to say it, but Podbean.com and – you can create your own podcast channel that and it pushes up on the iTunes network. And the iTunes network, the podcast network there really is just a directory. iTunes doesn't host anything. That's where Podbean takes care of it. But there's millions and millions of people searching through iTunes network for things to watch and listen to. So you can create your own podcast channel and post this interview we're talking about, as well as any other video or audio content you have on your podcast channel. And you can encourage your clients to subscribe to it. And then they actually get new content. And I know you know this. I mean, a lot of times when I go to the gym, you know, I'll just listen to the podcast I have lined up because I've subscribed to things I want to hear about. And you need to not discount how many people in your audience might be doing the same thing.
Yeah. And it's also another As Seen On logo, As Seen On iTunes, where they can go and download that podcast. So definitely take advantage of that. And so we've been talking a little bit about using it in kind of a digital format, whether it's on your Apple TV in your office or putting it on your website. But don't forget about physical DVDs, right?
Yeah, getting DVDs made and putting them in your office is a really smart thing because it becomes a very tangible form of what you've just done. And again, it makes you somewhat of a movie star. Now, you got a physical DVD in a stand in your office. You know, a lot of times I encourage people to create a display stand. We have a source where you can create a full cutout of yourself and can say, please take one, which is kind of fun. And you can make the whole, you can do the DVD in a typical DVD case or in what's called a Digipack, which we do for a lot of clients, or even in just a small clamshell case that's see-through. And we actually, I think we're going to talk about this in a little bit, but we use those a lot of times as direct mail pieces when we ship those out. So getting DVDs made is awesome, and you can see in the workbook that goes along with this, you can see some examples of some of the types of DVDs that we do. Another strategy you can use is you can actually use it as a second step when you are when you're getting people to opt in your website and give you their name and address or their name and email address. A client is much more valuable if you have their mailing address too. And the thing is that you don't want to ask for too much information up front or you're not going to get any of it. So a lot of times what we'll do is we'll ask for their name and email address and give them a special report or something like that or let them watch the video. But then you say on the second page, hey, the video is – here's the video or here's your report or whatever it is or it's on its way to your inbox, however you're delivering it. But, hey, if you'd like a free copy of Greg's latest interview on America's Premier Experts, where he covers the seven secrets of creating marketing that really works or whatever. Give us your mailing address and we'll send you a free copy. It's a $19.95 value. We'll send it over free. It's a way to use it as a second step to capture the prospect and then actually send out you have to have their mailing address to send them a physical copy of the DVD.
Yeah. Very, very powerful strategy. And talking along with physical stuff, two